Welcome to the July 9th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in a new contributed article, Partha Anbil examined how AI-enabled systems medicine is moving from isolated clinical pilots to unified multimodal architectures integrating genomics, imaging, vital signs, and clinical narratives. For biopharma, this convergence could reshape patient segmentation, biomarker validation, trial design, site selection, and post-launch evidence generation, but only when organizations build governance and validation into deployment rather than treating AI as disconnected technology projects. In another contributed article, Del Smith and Cherish Boxall discussed why enrollment decisions hinge on trust, hope, and fear rather than clinical eligibility alone, requiring relationship-based community engagement paired with behavioral readiness assessment. Traditional education-centric outreach addresses cognitive trust but fails against effective barriers unless reinforced by trusted intermediaries, clinicians, family members, faith leaders, and advocacy orgs who validate credibility and safety. And last but not least, in the latest edition of the PharmExec podcast, Emmanuel Frenard, Executive Vice President and Chief Digital Officer at Sanofi, discussed scaling AI across a global enterprise through concentrated strategic bets rather than scattered pilots. Sanofi's three-tiered AI strategy, snackable, specialized, and generative, focuses on reinventing workflows rather than simply automating them, supported by governance frameworks, workforce upskilling, and human-in-the-loop oversight that prioritize patient outcomes alongside operational transformation. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.